Module 10. When do you step in? While it is the general rule that we have to let our employees make their own mistakes and let them stumble a bit, since experience is often the best teacher, a good leader or supervisor will step back and resist the urge to swoop in every time we see our new manager or employee encounter a problem. But if the employee's behavior begins to harm other employees or poses a threat to the company, it is time to intervene before matters progress any further. Unsafe or dangerous events. When a manager or employee is doing something that can cause harm or pose a threat to them or their coworkers, higher management must step in. Unsafe or dangerous situations are not the time or place where an employee can learn from their mistakes. When you step in, provide advice and coaching that can lead them to the correct solution. Don't tell them the answer or solution flat out. Allow the employee to choose the best solution from the options given. When everyone is safe and out of harm's way, speak with the employee and ensure that they understand why their actions or behavior is inappropriate. Follow with appropriate consequences based on company policy. Legal ramifications. An employee that commits actions that are illegal needs to be approached right away. Illegal behavior and actions should never be permitted and should be stopped once they are detected. Whether the employee's actions were intentional or accidental due to ignorance, the employee must know that it is unacceptable. This type of behavior is not only harmful to the employee, but to the other employees and the company as a whole. The employee will need extra coaching or meetings to work out an alternate plan of action and explain why their behavior was a poor choice for them. Tips: provide additional coaching and meetings. Reference company policies that support your actions. Follow with appropriate consequences. Severe financial costs. Any mistake made by an employee can cost the company money, which is why they are strongly avoided when possible. While you can't stop an employee from making a mistake in hopes that it will save the company some money, a significant drop or negative effect on company costs need to be investigated. You have an obligation to the company to protect its finances and assets. Therefore, when this type of behavior is noticed or even expected, it is important to intercede. Offer coaching and support for the employee to help them reach a solution and correct the negative behavior. Then explain why it was necessary that you stepped in when you did. Tips: review proper procedures and policies on company finances. Explain why you had to step in. Ensure that you are here to help. Follow up frequently for a period of time afterwards. Repeated failures after coaching has occurred. You expect your employees to make mistakes and fumble the ball at times. Sometimes a professional reminder can get them back on track and further actions aren't needed. However, when an employee repeats several negative behaviors or continues to fail after you've coached and guided them, this is a sign that they are not learning the correct behavior. If the employee continues to choose actions and behaviors that are causing negative effects in the office, additional coaching and counseling is needed. Focus on the fact that the current behavior is not producing the desired results and work together to form a different plan of action. Case study. Justin is a supervisor of a medical record department in a hospital. He notices that several patient files have been accessed longer than they should be and are left open for long periods of time. He narrows them down to one agent, Betty. He approaches Betty and questions why she has the records open. She tells him that she keeps them open in case she has to come back to them or in case she gets one of their relatives' profile in, then she can cross-examine them. Justin immediately explains to her how this process is unsafe for the patient's information and is illegal if she compares the patient records. He explained to her why he had to come down right away and warned that if she does not fix the problem, that she could be fired. Betty expressed that she understood and would not do it again.